This world shall know pain. Almighty Push!
The fuck up, samurai. We have a city to burn.
Sir, permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Master Chief?
To give the Covenant back their bomb.
Permission granted.
I sacrifice my dark magician to bring forth Sugoi Summit.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the summit. This is your girl, Isabel.
And this is Dylan. We are doing, this is just a straight up OG episode. Honestly, we've been both doing
a
really
nice
good.
A nice OG one.
Lots of life updates in this episode here for you
Hell
guys.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
nice little burp
there
for you guys
go.
To start the episode. That
Love
one
y'all.
Was for Justin from my Coxmal, specifically. starting off the life updates, we just got back from vacation.
Yes.
We went to Florida for 5 days. It was amazing. And that was for everyone to share. We were just snacking on a little homemade charcuterie board, you know what I'm saying?
Yum. It's yummy.
Some fresh mozzarella, some salami.
Had a good night. Opened up some Pokemon packs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we ripped the new Paldean Fate set dropped, and we ripped got a little box of that, opened it up. A little 8-pack box. We got 2 Charizards in one box, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is literally.
They just like little $3-4 Charizards, but.
Yep.
It's always a good day when you get a Charizard.
I was surprised. It was good. It was cute.
So we went to Epcot. It was our first time as parents, obviously, taking our child on vacation. We flew Anaya to Florida, responsibly, obviously. We got everything we needed to and got in and out of the airport, no problems. Mm-hmm. Anaya is the best baby in the whole world, obviously, and she just slept the whole plane ride.
Yeah, it was nice because both of our flights going down there and then coming home were early. So she was like, we woke her up, got her dressed, took her over, fed her a little bit, and then gave her some. And then she passed out during both of the flights. So.
And they were both like straight one shot. Like
yeah, two hours, not even.
Yeah,
I think
no
2.5 hours,
no holdover,
not even. Yep.
Yeah, it was not even. It was like the one was like an hour and a half. I don't know what.
Yeah, the
they
one
were doing.
Was
they
fucking
bad.
We were
the
there quick.
There.
I was like, oh damn. Yep.
But yeah, so thankfully she just slept the whole time for us, didn't make a scene really or nothing like that. And she was just the best little chill baby ever. And then we rented a car this was my first time ever renting a car, like in our name and stuff like that.
Yeah, we rented through Costco since we're about to get rid of Costco and get some Sam's Club. But anyway, I rented the car and Dylan was the driver because the driving down there is like, there's just not enough signs, which is like the best way to
there's
describe
so much
Florida driving.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, construction. And then you're talking about we were in the Disney area because my grandparents rented a house down like 20 minutes from the parks. So, I mean, all that construction and the signage and everything. So, anyway, but yeah, so we went to Epcot. That was our Christmas present from my dad. So shout out to my dad. Thank you. We had a lot of fun. We did do the one ride, the Finding Nemo ride together with my little sister, him.
That was
and
my
then
first
Anaya
time ever doing it too. It
yeah.
Was
Dylan
nice.
Didn't do that. We didn't do any rides the last time that we went to Epcot. Cause we just went for that afternoon the last time when I was 21. But anyway, so we really enjoyed, we did some rides. Well, no, I guess we really did the one ride.
No, we did too. We did Ratatouille
also. Oh, yeah,
also.
We did Ratatouille. Yeah, he got fast passes for this new trackless ride.
So he got fast passes, but then what had happened was, because we were walking around the park, you know what I'm saying? So we were eating and drinking in every country.
Yeah.
That was the whole reason I wanted to go to Epcot, because that was my favorite thing we did the last time. Even though we did all the parks last time, I still just loved eating and drinking.
It's such
all
a
countries.
Fun park for adults and for kids. Like, there's rides
it's the best
and
one
there's...
For
it's the best one for adults, yeah. I love it. I fucking love it.
And
we were going to go to Universal, but we're going to do that for another time.
So we went after the Finding Nemo ride, which was pretty dope because they like actually take you through the aquarium itself, along with like the 3D like holograms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool because you guys know I love aquariums. We took Anaya to her first aquarium also. We'll tell you guys about that then. But and then while we were going around, we went to every country and we were in Japan. And I proposed to Isabel, you know what I'm saying? Officially. We always
upgraded my ring.
Yeah, we always wore rings and stuff anyway because, like, obviously we consider ourselves, like, soulmates, so.
It's funny because so many people ask me and get really confused, but, like, I think just to set the record straight for how I got to try to word this better for people, but, like, people ask how long have you been, like, I don't know, Dylan and I, when we met, we knew we were soulmates, we have our baby, we worked on our relationship, we have our soulmate child, we love her, we love our family, we're living the lives that we did dream of when we first got together. So I knew that, like, to us, we don't need a piece of paper. Like, we knew we were married, like, long ago.
Yeah.
So
the paper is just, like, you're just laying the government.
Yeah, like, it's just, to us, it's like, yeah, of course we're married. I'm his wife. I'm, his, like, he's my, I mean, he's my everything. He's my best friend. So, I don't know, for us, like, everyone, you know, kind of follows the tip. But for, I mean, just to try to explain better that we really just don't, follow any of that crap. I mean, not that it's crap. It's not. But, you know, just for us, it's just our way of doing it.
So. Yeah. We still do plan on having like a ceremony at some point and just like a really small get together.
Really small, a lot of pictures, mainly for the pictures.
Yeah, but
for Anaya and I, and
it's
us.
Not like on the definitely enjoying our lives with Anaya and everything is more important for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're going on vacation again in May to the beach.
Yeah, shout out to my grandparents for running the second beach house in Rehoboth. So
white privilege is great, you guys.
I'm loving
it. It's really nice.
Now we can enjoy it as a family.
I never got to experience it myself. Like, besides dealing with the police, I never got to experience it myself, like, with actual, like, money white privileges. But it's definitely nice.
Oh, my God.
And then after we went to Japan and we got engaged, they were kind of slacking on anime merch and stuff, but I did buy the live-action Straw Hat.
Yes.
So then I was proceeding to wear that the rest of the day in the park, walking around.
Yeah,
I was already pretty tipsy, you know what I'm saying? We get the fast passes for the Ratatouille ride, which is the new 4D trackless ride.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even know it was 4D, by the way, until like after we were already on it. The water like at first scared the fuck out of me. I was like, oh, shit, okay. So then we go to get in the fast pass lane, and it's still like a 30-minute wait, right? All of a sudden, one of the Disney employees in France, in the France area, came up to me and he goes, hey, because you're a Straw Hat, come get in this line right here. And our whole family goes and gets in this other line that was closed off. And we get the whole way pushed to the very front of the line. And the lady at the front, like, opens up the gate at first. She's like, wait, this line was supposed to be closed, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, well, I don't know. The guy just told us to get in this line and come down this aisle. And she was like, oh, okay. And just let us on the ride before everybody else because I'm a fucking Straw Hat. And we're family
like, so
Straw Hats.
We all went up and we're going through Fast Pass. And he was like, all right, for Fast Pass. He was like, what? He's checking our Fast Passes or whatever. And he's like, oh, Straw Hat. He like looked at you. I remember, I forget. He like looked at you. He had this accent. He looked at you, oh, Straw Hat. And then he just opened. He's like, go through here. And then he just like sent us
it
through
so
this
fast.
Line.
I didn't even
we're
realize
like, oh,
what was
shit.
Happening.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Straw Hat. Because I remember him saying, I heard him say it. I was like, oh. And we literally skipped like a 40, like we skipped everybody. Basically we got on line
it was like an hour plus for regular like no fast pass and then it was like a 30-minute wait for fast pass people and he just skipped us to the front in some secret
we were
lane.
Literally in the front in the single rider lane or something right
was yeah it I don't like, know I think it was single
I don't know
rider
but it was so good it was great so I of course was holding Anaya and my dad was holding my sister and I was passed out the whole ride, of course, because it was finally dark and
she
could nap a little
passed
bit.
Out
but
immediately.
It was a fun ride. It was very, very fun. But
yeah, I liked
it. It was a fun time. Yeah.
It was definitely like, I don't know. I feel like the 3D or 4D that was kind of like outdated a little bit. Like it just looked a little blurry compared
to
like,
even
the Nemo one kind of looked better. But the 4D thing of it then like made it really cool.
Yeah. When you're going underneath the ovens and the hang, that part was really cool.
Like
but
the mop water hit you in the face and shit.
Yeah. It was definitely cute, but, I mean, it's Disney, so.
And then after that, we went to, that was pretty much our day then for there. We just chilled, kept eating and drinking everywhere. We posted a bunch of pictures in the Food Wars, part of the Discord, if you guys haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely join the Discord if you aren't already in there. There's a link everywhere for it. After Epcot, though, the next day we went to Disney Springs.
Yeah. That was our final day.
I finally fulfilled my dream of buying lightsabers, legit lightsabers.
Legit lightsabers.
We bought
guys.
Ahsoka's blades. If you guys know who she is, she's
beautiful.
Clone Wars Rebels. She
I
has
am
her own
no
show
Jedi.
Now. Ahsoka, absolute monster.
Top tier
female
her
character.
And Hayden. Hayden Christensen. However you say his last name. I was gonna say the other last name. But yeah, anyway. Love him. Love her. I mean, it's funny now that I finished Rebels. Oh, we're getting to Rebels then. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll get into Rebels.
Let's go back.
You didn't finish Rebels either yet.
No, I didn't.
You still got like 2 episodes left or something like that. 3 episodes.
Whatever.
We'll watch them after
that. Shit, yeah.
You're like, I can't get back into this.
No.
So we went to Disney Springs. What else did we do? We went to that really good fucking seafood spot called the Boathouse.
Right on the water. So we went to the Key West, old Key West Resort on Disney Springs. We parked. We told them we were going to eat lunch, which we were.
We went on this riverboat,
and it takes you to Disney Springs. You go through like a metal. I guess now that they're doing more security, so you have to go through a metal detector thing. Go into Disney Springs. It's all shopping and food and everything, and then you can buy tickets there and stuff. So we went in, and then we went in.
As soon as we get off the boat at Disney Springs, also the fucking guy makes a one. He's like, "You here looking for the One Piece?"
Oh yeah.
Or another Disney employee.
Yep.
Shout out Disney for hiring Straw Hats. Appreciate y'all.
Yep. Mad fun.
Yeah, and then that led to one of our, and I don't know if it was my most expensive bill. I think my most expensive bill was at that bar when I was 21, but $170 was the bill.
Okay.
For this
I was
seafood
say, like,
place, the boathouse place.
Bill.
The bar bill was when me and Delesio turned 21 for the first time.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
And now you're 30. It's crazy.
And now I'm an old man, and my
old
liver
man.
don't work too good no more. But yeah, so we went, ate there. We got really fucking good raw oysters. They were amazing.
Yeah,
and
they
then,
were really
what
good.
Did
they
you get?
Yummy.
I forgot. Oh, you got
I got the
tacos.
Fish tacos. They were fucking
You got fish
too.
Tacos, and I got a seafood boil. The seafood boil was kind of mid, but
the food
the was
you're definitely paying for the spot. The food was really good, but then and the, oh my god, the drinks. I got this like I got the same drink as Sarah when she went, which is fucking iconic. I love that. But I got this blueberry lemonade, like, vodka drink, and then Dylan got some other mixed drink. But
I got some
good.
Other delicious-ass shit with rum in it.
Yeah.
And then the very first day that we had gone, we had went to Icon Park, which is, like, this random-ass place. I was just looking for a place to eat. And I drove us to Gordon Ramsay's Fish and Chips. That was why I decided.
I love how I figured you had searched that and it came up as Gordon Ramsay's.
I just looked up restaurants and it was one of the top ones. And I was like, oh, should I? I've never been to a Gordon Ramsay place. So I was like, I'd be down to go.
Yeah.
Try some Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
And so we went there and it was fucking amazing, actually. It was
$40. Delicious. Yeah, not bad at all.
It was $17 a meal for me and Isabel. And that got you 2 big ass pieces of breaded fish. Because it was fish and chips,
mm-hmm.
2 big ass pieces of fish, and then it was 3 big ass pieces of shrimp, mm-hmm. and then a whole bunch of fries, and then you also got 2 custom sauces that Gordon Ramsay made himself,
mm-hmm.
and then
you
we also got a beer.
Sauces,
So we got all that for $40, and it filled up both of us.
If like, I was filled, it was so
I
delicious. Was I needed that shit so bad. But like, we stumbled across this like really cool park thing with like, I mean, it was just so cool. There was families out, and there was like the aquarium,
fake grass
a cafe,
area for like kids to play.
Yeah, to run around and play.
Bunch
little like
of little,
shops,
like, mini
shopping.
Shops,
yep. So we rode a park for a free. We took the elevator down, walked out, got our food, and there was like a little river thing where the Gordon Ramsay spot. And
then there was also a whole ass aquarium there.
Oh, and a Ferris
wheel.
There's
a bunch
wheel.
Of escape rooms,
yep.
a bunch of 4D like VR
our,
things,
arcade,
all kinds
right?
of shit.
Arcade, yeah.
And yeah,
it
we found
nice.
It on accident just because I was trying to go eat Gordon Ramsay. Yeah, so we had a really good time down in Florida. That was pretty much all we did. Those were our 3 days. One day at each of those places. Icon Park, and then Epcot, and then Disney Springs.
Icon Park was very special, especially for Dylan. Because we stumbled across the aquarium, and then
I
could get him free. So we were like, all right, we're gonna do it. It was so worth it. It was very long. We got some really cute pictures. I posted on Facebook of us at the aquarium and this little hammerhead shark like swimming past Anaya. It was really, really cool. But yeah, it was ended up being her first time at the aquarium.
Yeah,
and
maybe
her dad
tear up
was very,
because I love her and I love aquariums.
Very happy. Yeah, just like just with the, you know.
all that stuff. Yeah, so it was
she's the cutest little baby ever, you guys. I don't know what to tell you.
It was a special bonding moment for us as a family. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. So. And then I told my it was funny because I told my family about it and they had no idea it was even. So then they ended up going and
I was surprised by that because they've been going for how long? Yeah. Like they've been literally going for
well, it's just driving around every year forever. It was a pain in the ass, but I mean, other than that, yeah.
But like, how have they never stumbled there? Like having kids and grandkids?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe
they all went. They went this past week then, and they really enjoyed it. So they went through the aquarium and everything then. So that was a lot of fun. But yeah.
Definitely recommend. Would definitely go again.
For like a one-time thing, definitely. It's worth it.
Yeah. So now that we are back home, we're back to our regular lives, working again, doing all that. But as you guys know, I have a new job. And I very much so love my new job. Mm-hmm. Again, Chow Quinn. We've been working on doing all kinds of stuff. I've been training. I've been doing ride-alongs and like... whatnot. Quentin kind of gave me like a whole little test the other day and I had to like break down a whole oven and put it all back together and shit while we were at this one Starbucks. But sometimes we get to go cool places. And one of the cool places I got to go with a ride along with the company owner, Josh, we went to DC. We had to go to DC one stop and then go to Virginia for two stops. And while we were in DC, obviously it's recreationally legal down there. We went and fucking decided to hit a dispensary. It was my first time ever being in a dispensary because here in PA, it's recreation or it's medically legal, but not recreationally legal. So you have to have like a card and everything to go into the dispensaries here.
Right.
So I just see them from the outside all the time here. And so we went to this job. We did our fucking everything we needed to do, fix the oven. And then when we go to leave, we asked the employees, hey, where's some dispensaries around here that you guys fuck with? And they pointed in the direction of this one called Treehouse. Shout out the Treehouse if you are in the DC area. It's a hidden little place. We are walking around the street because it was only like two blocks away. So we're like, fuck it, we'll just walk.
Oh, to so this you place. Walked from the Starbucks? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we walked from the restaurant to the fucking where the dispensary was on Google Maps, but there was no signs. I was so confused. There was no signs because I guess in DC they have these weird ass laws where like it's recreational to a point.
Right.
Like they don't want it promoted. They don't want to see anything about it. They don't want to know it's happening. They just you're just allowed to do it.
You're allowed.
So like when we went up in this place, we're looking around and we're looking all on the sidewalk and we're like, where the fuck is this place at? Like Google Maps says we're right here.
Right.
And all of a sudden we see
you need to climb up a whole tree and get
this woman like knocked on the window and she's like waving to us and stuff and she like makes like a smoking a joint symbol, you know, saying we're like, yeah, that's what yes.
I love ma'am. It. Oh my god.
And she America. Like comes, opens the door for us and it's like it literally looks like me and Josh both thought it was like a pet shop, like a real fancy looking like pet shop
from
the outside. And then you go in and the whole bottom floor is actually like a coffee shop, bakery.
Right, okay.
And then they just have like, it's just like a whole coffee shop, like regular little cutesy place. And then you go, there's like a little, there was a, like an Asian dude that was the bouncer for the weed place. And he checked my ID and stuff and then like opens this door and we go upstairs through this like wrapping staircase, right? Oh, yeah. And the wrapping staircase, they have the whole hallway decorated to look like a tree, you know what I mean? Like we're like climbing up, there's like vines hanging down and shit like that.
Oh my god.
And then you go upstairs and there was
I wanna go to this place now.
It was cool. If you do a ride along with me, we'll go.
Yeah.
But it was like this skinny black lady and this skinny shorter Asian dude.
Mm-hmm.
And this Asian dude was ripped. Like he was so fucking gone. And he was just like looking at like screensavers of like jungles and shit. And as soon as we came in he goes, this is Asia. He like, looks at the thing. He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure this is in China here. And he's like, looking at these like wallpapers and shit.
Oh, my
and the lady
God.
Starts like helping us out. And we're like looking all around, just like checking all the stuff. They had a lot of good shit, edibles and whatnot.
Yeah. It's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. So then he ended up getting a bunch of stuff. I ended up not getting anything because, like, you guys know my tolerance is pretty high. And I don't really rock with edibles just because it does take a lot of edibles, like that the price wouldn't be worth it for me to eat edibles and buy edibles, you know?
A big buy.
It's nice every now and then for a little thing, but it's like a...
Not like a casual type No, it's like a special thing.
So yeah, so he got a bunch. He ended up hooking us up and gave us a bunch of edibles, so we ended up taking some anyway.
Thank you.
I took two, And I was having a nice little body vibe.
Yeah.
And it was just a good time. But so it was a cool little experience for my first little dispensary thing. Apparently, they can't sell it to you directly either. So what you do is you buy this little keychain worth $400. And then they give you all this shit as gifts.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Oh my God, I can't. Yeah.
So that was my first experience at a dispensary.
That's an interesting way how they, like, do it down there. Because every state is different, which is, like, wild. But it is what it is here in America. So, yeah, it's definitely, yeah.
Yeah, us being the only state left that
I mean, we're surrounded, so it is what it is, guys. Sorry, grow up.
Of old white men being fucking oppressive.
Yep.
In their blood, they can't even help
yep.
it.
Yep.
Do we have any other... There's, I mean, the only really, like, Anaya update we have, because we still haven't gotten to go to a fucking doctor's appointment because our doctor is trash, is,
yeah, he canceled the last
she
time,
is
so.
Just climbing and running and moving and
running
jumping and
fast and getting into everything.
Stuff, breaking
and just,
stuff. She's dumped a whole bag of chips on the ground.
Yeah, she's just, like, she's getting into everything now. It's crazy. Like, she is all over the place.
It's wild,
so.
Though, because she's so respectful towards all of the collection stuff, pretty
yeah,
much.
She is, yeah.
But anything
point,
that's
a
not
point.
A collection thing, you like she'll grab collection stuff, but only certain things.
She won't
and, but
throw
she doesn't
or
break
bang
it or anything.
Or, yeah, she won't. Yeah.
But like, yeah, everything else she throwing, banging shit together, banging pokeballs on the wall, banging bottles on the wall, fucking.
She's our little crazy little bib. She like will carry a million things in her hands because she likes to stack the, like the magnets. That shout out to Jenna for getting her those magnets again. But she like will stack them all up in her hands and then carry them around. But like she's so funny. I can't.
She's an intuitive little boo.
I can't with her.
As far as anime wise, we do have some news. Just a couple little things. Caseify just dropped this sick ass JJK Prison Realm.
Yeah,
with Gojo sealed
yep,
in it.
Yep.
Yeah, you'd send them to me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I still want the Case 5 Buster Call more than anything.
Yeah, of course.
The gold Buster Call is crazy. I don't know why. I don't even have AirPods or whatever the fuck to put them in, but
just
would
to
buy.
Have that little, yeah, yeah.
The Nothing Happened pop dropped, and it got absolutely scalped to shit. Thank you, Hot Topic, for being dumb as fuck and allowing 5 per customer. Because,
yeah,
you know, customers
need
5
of the
same
of them.
Pop.
Like, 2, I get,
makes
but
sense.
Come on now.
No more than 2.
No more than 2, please.
So
like,
dumb.
Why are we still, like, letting scalpers just ruin shit for, like, I don't know.
It's, like,
I get after a certain
makes,
amount of time, you
could so
up
hard.
It to 5, but come on now, for the people, like, you can't limit something like that that's so exclusive.
Because,
like,
and that's what happened, that's why no one was able to get any of the ships. I never am able to get any of the Hot Topic exclusives, because
yep.
they just drop them like they're fucking so dumb.
Yeah.
That's why
I
all the ships
understand.
Are scalped out. They all the ships were $30. They're now
yep.
$150.
Yeah.
But, and
no,
then now
we're
this...
not. You again. You can pay for that crazy amount of money, but we're not dumb
you
over here with our money.
Yeah.
We're smart with our fucking money. Thank you.
We don't
you.
Support
and,
scalpers.
Yeah, we don't support. Yeah, I'm not fucking. Yeah, no. Like, grow the fuck up. Come on now.
So, the Nothing Happened pop will probably never be in our collection, unfortunately.
I'm okay with that because we can get a figure of it, and it's iconic enough to get a figure. To me, it's either pop or the figure down the line. Like a
that
nice
one probably is iconic enough.
It's
that
a kind
of
I'd
figure
get a
of
figure
it.
For. Come on now, of course, for like no. a Zorro, like a Zorro area with all our favorites. So I'm down to get. Well, when we get a house, guys, it's going to be
it's
crazy because I'm going to be. Dylan kind of had a really heavy hand in the apartment, but I'm going to have much of a heavier hand. I'm going to have my own display of Cherry Blossom Girl, like my own little area.
You're getting ready to get your own
and
right
then,
now when we get rid of these chairs in the bedroom. And put
yeah, we
books
might.
Off
we're talking about maybe Isabel
getting
a little
setup. I asked Tori said he'll take them chairs.
Okay.
That chair, the chair stool in the bedroom
okay.
for his, in his bedroom.
Okay.
Sit and read or whatever.
Yeah, there's a little reading spot. Hell yeah. But yeah. I'm going to have definitely a heavier, I have ideas, especially for One Piece. I have a lot of ideas to honor One Piece in our future home.
Peak.
So yeah, I'm talking like a shelf for each character. I'm talking like, I don't know. It's good. And I want it to be nice. I want to take my time with it and do like really put money into our home. So it's going to be nice. But anyway, I'm excited.
And when we say our home, we meant our collection inside of our home.
The collections. Exactly. Our collection is fucking insane. Honestly. I got complimented today on my house moving castle bag and my Uta
bag.
Hoodie. The Uta hoodie. We're talking about anime and stuff. So
that house moving castle.
We
bag
haven't
gets
really.
Lots
we get.
Of
yeah, that my bags. I got really awesome purses that I've collected now, and I mean, yeah, we are just all about it here. We love it.
We recently got. We'll give you a little collection update here because we've just been grinding. You know what I'm saying? Just chilling. We got the new Soga King pop.
Hell yeah.
We got Doflamingo pop as well, which is one that we've wanted for forever.
One Piece pops, yeah.
We got Kanan Jarvis's lightsaber. We got Mickey Mouse's lightsaber. Ahsoka Tano's lightsabers, both of them. Real metal for those ones.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable amount of One Piece cards. We're pretty much done OP 6 now, and I moved on to this new Chopper weird-ass set. Isabel is trying to tent me with fucking OP 7 already. It's not even out yet. It's She's trying to show beautiful. Me leaks. Trying to show me OP 7 leaks.
Oh.
But yeah, other than that, collection-wise, oh, I have this sick-ass little thing to show you that I haven't even told you about yet, but we were going through Tori's. I was helping him move mm-hmm. all the rest of his shit, and we went through all the rest of his boxes the other day, mm-hmm. and he had this little thing that he found that I took from him. I told him, I asked him, he gave me permission, but I was like, yeah, I need this, like, for real.
You took it? Yeah. Oh, damn. What the? Okay,
I'll it's like see a it real time. Apparently, it's like some cheap thing he found that... Like, it, like, just came with another figure he bought for, like, 50 cents, he said.
Oh, okay.
And, but it literally looks dead ass just like Onigashima.
Oh, okay.
Like, exactly like Onigashima. So I That's put it dope. Underneath the Gear 5 Luffy.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna cut off one of the horns on it.
Okay.
So that it looks like the one Zoro cut it, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, lit. Okay,
love But that. Yeah, it's yeah, sick. Yeah. I'll show it to you. I'll show it to you then.
I love that you want to cut off the horn to. That's
a yeah. It literally, I saw it. And I was like, "Is this a fucking Onigashima statue?" I was like, "Why do you have? Where'd you get this at?"
Yeah.
And then he was like, "Oh no, I just found it." The he went to Morningstar and just bought a bunch of shit.
Yeah, yeah. He does. He just Morningstar. Go and buy shit off it.
He was like, "I don't know. That came with this little statue that I have. It came with the other statue."
One of them bowls.
Yeah. I made him a Dragon Ball Z.
I got one of
the
Tibetan sound bowls. Like, he has one, and I was, like, using it. And Dylan couldn't figure out how to use it to get the vibration to, like, work and the frequency. But, oh, yeah. I love that. It was so relaxing.
I have heavy hands, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
While we were over there, set up a Goku or a Dragon Ball Z display for him, and I set up a Godzilla display for him.
Did he not touch anything that you moved?
I don't know. No, from the first time we went.
Yeah.
No.
I love him.
Everything was still there.
I love him so much.
He had done nothing else.
I was like, I'll probably take that down. Because I forgot to apologize. I'm like, sorry, Dylan was just setting up your stuff. Yeah, and then he literally didn't move
organizing his apartment for him. He didn't move anything at all.
I could not with him.
Yeah. But he had some cool stuff to fuck around with. Set
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
So it finally happened as well. Isabel finally got up, caught up.
What?
Star Wars Rebels.
Oh. Like, what?
No, not got up out of the sea or nothing.
Finally no, I got meant, caught like, up. Caught up. I was like, what are you even talking about right now?
Finally got caught up to Star Wars Rebels. She has, like, 2 or 3 episodes left of the final season, but she saw the thing. She saw the most iconic Jedi in all of Star Wars history, probably.
One of the top three. He's a top... Well,
top three, easy.
Because Ahsoka's not a Jedi, so yeah, top three.
He's more iconic than Ahsoka, for sure.
Of course, but
sacrificed himself to save his pregnant wife and the rest of his crew, you know?
It was... Rebels is, like... Because you said it, like, I'd put it on better. And, like, just be, like, I would be... Honestly, guys, come on, like, I know it's a Disney XD, whenever it came out, I forget, but, like, it was so intense from start to finish. I mean, there was, like, a couple, like, episodes in season, like, a season or, like, maybe one season where it was a little slower. But, obviously, it's 4 seasons. And I was just, like, I was enthralled. And it captivated me. And for every episode, they were doing something or, like it was just always something. Sometimes I'd get frustrated. Like, I don't know. It was a series that it gave me a lot of everything. Like, character development, storyline, world building. And it wasn't like it was like childish or anything. Like the choreography was really, really good. So
yeah, fight choreography was good. They definitely like it was weird that it was even on in like a Disney XD type thing because like they'd be killing people in there often. Like Chopper
crazy.
Is literally murdering people nonstop every time he's on the fucking screen. And it's unbelievable that Chopper is such an iconic bot that he literally got you to start the entire show. Watch like
he did. He 60 started episodes. For me because we went on. You were like Chopper is like because you had just finished it and you were like I love Chopper so much and I was like oh okay like
I went back
and you showed
the
me
whole
a video. yeah, you showed me a video of Chopper and like a compilation, and I was like, oh my god, I love this bot. And I would literally just, yeah, he's pulled me in, and he kept the rebellion. Like, there would be no Star Wars without Chop.
No
Star Wars
at all.
I mean, I mean no Leia, no Anakin, like not Anakin, but like,
yeah,
no
Anakin, no, yeah,
no,
right.
No, like, Luke, no, sorry, yeah. No Luke,
nobody. So do you have a favorite person in the crew, would you say?
Of the crew?
Yeah, of Damn. the Ghost Spectre crew, you know what I'm saying? Phoenix Squadron.
I think Chopper and Hera and Kanan, and I love all of them.
I think everyone except Zeb.
No, I love Zeb too, though. I don't know. I love the whole crew. They're all different. They're all... But I think definitely my favorites is definitely Hera, Chopper, and... Kanan and Ezra. Just the whole...
You're like, I can't pick between these four.
I can't pick.
You're like, my favorite is definitely not
Hera and Chopper.
Hera and Chopper?
Or at least Hera and Kanan. Hera is definitely one of them. I really do like Hera because she's like the leader that holds them all together. Chopper is... Oh my god. That whole death episode like rocked me. I was like in mourning for a week.
I was sobbing too. Like, it's a big loss.
The way that they shot it, I knew it was going to happen. I was like, all right, cool. Like, I'm like, I was upset because I was like, I don't know how they're going to kill him. But like, I don't know. I just didn't know how it was going to go down. And the way it went down, I was devastated. I was like, this is how, like, they shot it so good, yet so, it was so sad. And then Chopper comforting Hera sent me over the edge.
Heartbreaking as fuck.
I just like, literally, it killed me. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking cry. Like, and I had found these busts before I really knew what happened to Kanan because Dylan told me. But then when you watch it and experience it, that just the way that they shot it and the choreography, like, I don't know the choreography, but like him at the, like, just that.
It was funny
because
when you
sequence.
Saw him cut his hair too, you were like, oh, no.
Yeah, I know. It was no. Like, I was already bawling. I was already
put it back on.
I was already upset. And then the way that she was like kind of like drunk from like whatever they were torturing her with, and like she was out of it. So like, honestly, like, I don't know who, I'm not saying that the person wrote it this way, but the fact that they wrote it to where she was at least kind of numb, I mean, she knew what was happening, but she was kind of out of it, was maybe like a better, you know what I mean? Like, just for her to blow to take, because obviously
him getting his eyesight in the end to see them all one last time, heartbreaking.
Yeah, I don't know what to
all
about
of it.
It.
I know,
like,
it's gonna make me cry
right
now thinking about it. But yeah, Star Wars Rebels is officially an honorary anime.
Those
Fuck
busts
anyone.
Will be in my collection. There's a Chopper and Hera bust that I want on Amazon, and there's the Kanan bust that made Dylan cry when
How
he saw
it. How much were those,
it.
Like 70?
50 for the Kanan and then 90 for the Chopper and Hera Oof. Bundle.
That's not bad, though. That's like 40, so like 50. So like 150 for all three of them.
We get the whole set, like, at some point in our class. At some point. Not
that works.
Right
where I'm getting a stand 3D printed for Kanan's lightsaber, because he, obviously, he's too iconic to not get that.
I really liked Kanan and Hera, and, like, you saw this change with Kanan. Like, again, the character development was just so good during that whole show. Like, I really did. I loved it. Really, really loved
Don't
it.
Don't even understand how it was so good. For a Disney show, them fucking writers. And now, though,
thank you to the
you're
writers.
Literally
thank
you're
you.
Literally like two episodes away from being able to start Ahsoka.
Yeah, and then because I had watched
action.
The first episode
I know you're
of Ahsoka,
excited for that.
And I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna finish this because you had told me and everybody was saying watch Rebels before you watch Ahsoka. So now that I'm done with Rebels almost, there's my baby.
Our little baby is
now I'm gonna start.
Upset that we're recording a podcast. She's like, are you doing that without me? What is this bullshit? Better? No, she's okay. She's okay out there, I think, to chill. In her little, she's in her little playpen area. She can chill. She's been out all day just being a menace. She can chill for a fucking hour.
She gets
hour.
Into everything. Yeah, we let her roam and play. And oh, we were
you lock
her
up at all. The... She's like, no, free me.
We're going to go. I'm going to take her to the playground tomorrow. If it's
it was too
out.
Cold today. Yeah.
It was a little too
It was like
chilly.
60 2 days ago, and then today was like 40 and rainy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been watching that. We also have been watching Love on the Spectrum came back with another season. So we grinded through that while we were on vacation as well.
Very cute, very iconic again.
That one girl does not deserve happiness because she constantly turns down every man that
She's
doesn't own an
guy,
animation
though.
Studio. Yeah, she got lucky and found one guy.
Oh. Right.
All right, Isabel's gonna go grab her a little because she's just release her. Don't even bring her. Don't bring her in here. Just release her and then she'll chill out again. Yeah, close all the doors. That's what I do. You gotta close the bathroom door. Her new thing is opening and closing doors. So she likes to go in her room and then close the door on herself and then just be fucking trapped there. Obviously, we just open the fucking door first. She's not trapped. Literally. because we're always watching her little ass. That's why we don't do live streams. She's coming in. Is she just free now? Hi there, little.
Look at that smile.
Hey.
And she's
gone. Yeah, just ran away. She's going back out to play. Was Miss Rachel here or Blippi or whoever the fuck?
Yeah, Blippi.
Good. So yeah, we were watching Love on the Spectrum. It was fucking hilarious. This dude goes on a speed date.
Yeah, he's
marking down no before the women even leave, like directly in front of him. He's like, no, not this one. It's like, even the directors had to step in and be like,
yeah, the producer's like, hey, hon, I don't think you should be marking that in front. He's like, oh, I knew I'd mess that up. No, it was so cute. It was so good.
But yeah, there's a couple people on there who I believe deserve happiness, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully they get it. I don't know what takes these people so long to record fucking seasons of this. Like,
yeah.
Why we waited like so
long? It sounded like an Australian producer, so like I feel like it might be, you know, I mean, they have to like fly over and record and find people, interview and make sure it's done right, because obviously they don't want to like disrespect the whole community and people that are on the spectrum, so... It's done nice, because it is showing them and how far that these people have come, and that they are normal. I mean, they're normal people, but they just struggle socially with stuff, and they're trying to find love, so.
Yeah.
It's cute. I like
the
it.
The one
it's
mom
funny,
is so fucking annoying, because she's always just on my dude's shit. Anytime he does anything, she's like, so you think you love her, or what?
Like overwhelming him, and I even feel bad for him. He's like, mom, and he's like, relax, yeah, and he's bitch, like, yeah, fuck. But he's like, mom, stop, like, it's so funny.
But yeah, other than that, TV show-wise, we haven't really watched anything. I've been keeping up with Delicious Dungeon, but we're behind on Solo Leveling.
I have been watching The Apothecary Diaries.
Oh, wait. Have you been enjoying it? That was
one of our nominees
for our award show that we got to record.
Yeah, I actually have been enjoying it, and I don't remember what episode. I'm like definitely over halfway through the first season, at least. I'm on like a 12, maybe. Or maybe I'm at the end. But anyway, unless they're going to 24. But no, I don't think. Anyway. But yeah, it's cute. I mean, it's cute. It's a lot to talk about because of that like era and how it's shot and how it's done. Because it's a lot of comedy and a lot of cutesy like flirting between the one guy and the girl. So like they had a little intimate moment together because he was upset about something. But like the plot is interesting enough because it's all these, it's like a harem for the king. And that is how it was back in the day, is that there would be a whole area with like a team, right, for all these like mistresses and stuff and having kids. And like, so, but then I know it doesn't, like, obviously that's not how it is today. It's a little, but I mean, they do it tastefully because it is mainly comedy and how, you know what I mean? They're like this girl that is an apothecarist. Hi, babe. She is taking care. She takes care of the one mistress and is able to help her and put poison taste the food. And she's very smart. But then she also jokes and has fun with all the girls.
You have something to say? Yeah, mommy's talking. Okay. Clap, clap. Dada. Mama.
Oh.
Nope. Don't grab that.
Yeah.
Nope.
My little cutesy. Can't believe we have a 1-year-old now, guys.
I know. Oh. Time goes so fast. Not even relevant.
I'm upset. I don't have a baby no more, but I really don't want another baby.
Yeah, never
again. I
want to
spoil
just
myself
one,
and spoil
just
her.
Just this one little cutesy.
She's
going to
get everything
need.
She wants.
Yep, you. So I've been keeping up with Delicious Dungeon, and I've been keeping up with Frieren as well weekly.
Nice. I'm gonna read.
We're behind on Solo Leveling, and we're one episode behind on One Piece, which we need to watch right after this because I heard it's the episode is out.
Yeah.
God, Blackbeard versus Yon Sands. Mm-hmm. That was for the Blackbeard fans. Fuck y'all. Also, fuck D'Alessio. D'Alessio pulled the manga rare Shanks, fucking like $2,500 card. But also, not fuck D'Alessio because he's gonna come buy more One Piece cards off
and
me.
He
so
he got us the Uta deck. Like, God,
yeah, he did get did pick us up the Uta deck. I was hyped for that. I was hoping that you found one too, because then we could rip that.
I
one,
know,
you know what
it
saying?
Was not. That shit's
but,
gone.
Yeah,
we gotta hit a restock day.
Yeah, we gotta go on Thursday.
Oh, Thursday,
or
Friday.
People fucking target on Thursday.
Yeah,
but yeah, so we got to watch One Piece today and get caught up on that right after this. Other than that, show-wise, though, y'all are pretty much caught up with us watching whatever we're watching. Hopefully, in the next episode, we can have a little Ahsoka rundown because there's only one season. Second season comes out next year.
Yeah, so I'm
excited for season
that,
two.
And we're playing through Dying Light together. And...
yeah, we're playing through a couple things. Yeah, we can get into the games now. We got a lot of game shit. Yeah, we're playing through I bought her Pirate Warriors 4 while it was on sale, and we got that to co-op together whenever she's in a mood for it. We're playing Dying Light 2 again because she claims she never finished it, but I'm pretty sure she fucking finished it.
No, I did not at all.
But whatever, we'll run it back.
When I opened up the new side of the map, the big map, I didn't do barely any missions there, and I went back to it, I didn't, and then I played Cyberpunk again, and that took up all my time, so... Yeah, I'm excited to really play through it and enjoy a zombie game.
And then we're also doing Halo.
And Halo, yeah, hell yeah.
Again, because
try to stream some Halo.
Well, you made it through what, 1, 2,
yeah,
and that was it. And then Reach, and that was it.
It just sucks because the traveling in between the spawn points and how they how it's done is a little I can't do it all the time. So it's nice that we have a couple things now that we're playing because I need that. I need at least 2 or 3 things that I can go to have options play wise. So
we have these 3. Co-ops.
Yes. Yep.
To last us until Baldur's Gate 3 goes on sale, and then we can fucking buy that, but it's never going to go on sale ever.
Hopefully summer sale. I'm thinking the summer sale, hopefully it'll come down to at least 50 I just want or 40.
$40 would be we'll buy perfect. 2 copies.
We can get it. So, we'll be streaming that. I'll be looking cute. I went through all my... I've been doing spring cleaning, guys. I have a walk-in closet again because we're getting rid of a bunch of Anaya's stuff from when she was a little babe.
Yep.
So, we have just been busy and getting... life has been lifing, as I've been saying. It's always something, so... But yeah. Yep. Shout out to all of my friends and my loved ones that have been there for me and as a new mom and just going through life. I'm at a really good point and, And we're all just hanging in there and enjoying shit. So it's been good.
In the video game news world, though, we do have a little bit of news. Microsoft laid off 2,000 employees. They could end the production of physical copy games for the Xbox.
Okay.
So how do you feel about that, not having physical copies anymore?
I get it. I guess they would need a lot of employees. It's Microsoft. They're a big-ass company to make these physical copies of games, but I definitely think 2,000 is kind of a lot, right? I don't know. There's millions of people. I think there should be an option, and I think it should be either upcharge if it's that much to pay these employees to make these copies.
Well, that was the whole point $70 instead of $60 games.
Right. Okay. So then, right. So charge $70, and then maybe don't put. Definitely. I guess you would have to cut back. But now they're just going to charge
$70, not make any physical copies, and save money on not paying 2,000 employees.
What they should have done.
And then at any moment, laid off some
employees, but then still, or at least laid off none, kept the $70, limited the amount of physical copies, and then
it's literally how Sony just acquired the Discovery shit, and then they decided they didn't want to host Discovery's movies and stuff on their servers. So now if you had purchased something through Discovery, you're just fucked, and you don't get content anymore.
Yeah, come on. It's the same with
Funimation, who just got bought out by Crunchyroll.
These fucking companies are
Crunchyroll decided they're not...
greedy as fuck.
They aren't going to support movie servers from Funimation. So if you bought anything on Funimation, you just lost all that now.
Yeah.
And now that's the trend that video games...
You don't get your money back, so
No, nothing.
I'm guys, I'm not... I don't know.
Talking about getting your money back.
I'm not trying to make this political, but we need to be holding some of these companies that be making these rules. And come on now, guys. Let's stop being stupid.
It doesn't matter. People are just going to keep buying Fortnite battle passes.
Do not support this shit. This is blatant fucking... That is blatant thievery. Not even that, but then, the whole, charging $70, and we already went into a whole thing about that before on the podcast, so I'm not even going to get into that. Talking about blatant
thievery, Power World Ceiling Devil Fruits from Oda.
What's funny? I had a lot of people on Facebook were going off about how Power World is this and that for them, and it's all these players and all. Now, I guess Nintendo came out or Pokemon came out and saying that they're going to be working on something lawsuit-wise. And guys, even if they can't, I'm not saying as a fan of Pokemon and of gaming, I'm a fan of both, and I get why people love Power World. Again, I'm just going to give a little recap real quick here. I have no problem with you people playing the game, but me personally, morally, I'm not supporting something that they couldn't even come up with their own shit. So And I don't want to hear the whole argument. Well, it doesn't matter. If you can't come up with your own shit and you're buying, making content off of it and people are buying it, again, I don't care. I'm not going to buy it. Like, I'm not supporting. I love Pokemon. And I just think
that... It's not even a Pokemon thing. Power World, go ahead,
cool. It's not a... Yeah, exactly. That's not the Pokemon. It's just the fact that they couldn't come up with their own shit.
Let's
just be honest. That's all I'm saying. That's my only argument. That's all I'm upset about.
They just used Pokemon's name to market the game. That was all they did. They just stole Pokemon's idea of Pokemon and then used it to market the game and then made it an Arc game instead.
Yeah.
And then everyone fell for it and y'all are being enjoying it. So,
which is fine.
Fuck Power World. I don't even want to talk about it really. Yeah, I just wanted to.
I would be supporting that shit. Because they ripped off
our boy Gota.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then the fruits look just like. I'm sorry. Come on now. Like.
Yeah.
Let's not stop being dumb. Let's just admit that for me. Thank you and move on.
The talking about fucking refunds and shit like that. The JJK game just set the world record for the most refunds.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow. So they all not only beat their employees, but they came out with a game that nobody wants to play.
No, that's MAPPA. MAPPA's not who made the game.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
The video game company also beats their employees.
Probably.
I'm honestly not sure what the big problem is with the game besides it just being another fighting game, just like My Hero, just like Naruto.
Nobody gives a fuck about. Again, I'm agreeing with the whole like these companies need to come up with better games. I get it, but yeah, I'm not supporting. That's why I don't buy it.
But it's an unfair record though, because if any game was going to get the record for that, it would have been Fallout 76.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't allow any refunds. So they're like, yeah, you're not going to put us on the record because you're not getting your money back.
Yeah,
that's our $60
now. Highway robbery. I'm like, I can't.
So realistically, 76 still holds that record for. Yep, that's why we're not buying fucking as much as you love. What do you call it? Elden Ring. We're not buying fucking
the new Elder Scrolls.
Not on launch. We're gonna wait.
Not on launch. Yeah, that's it. This is the problem. We're not wasting money and getting trapped on launch if it's a shit ass game. So we're gonna be chilling. All right, we're smart with the money. There is ways to be smart. All right, I'm not wasting my $70.
Buy One Piece cards instead. Hey, you know what I mean?
Grow my collection. One peak. All right.
One peak cards instead. You know what I mean? But yeah. So other than that, I've just been personally. I started the Yakuza series.
Hell yeah. I was talking to Brittany about it. Brittany's like, I've been playing it. I was like, hell yeah. And I wanted to watch you play it, but.
Zero's been fun.
Dying Light, really.
Yeah, Zero's been fun for sure. Okay. I'll play
at some point.
Yeah, we'll see how we feel about it. Overall,
when we get our house too, I'm gonna get my own camera and be able. Dylan's gonna show me how to stream myself when I'm here and Anaya is napping and shit. So I will be having hopefully once we get a home or here or whatever more streams that I can like play something and have people.
If you can't tell, we've really been wanting to stream lately. So we've been trying to find more fucking ways. I've been wanting to stream too, really bad. We have the. I want to build that Mary.
Yeah,
I would love to do a big. I would love to get
our baby's over here just playing with some cardboard.
Yeah, all these fucking toys we bought. She's playing with a cardboard box from a fucking One Piece.
I gotta buy her clips that she can like you know put in and out and take them apart. And she like she's just so advanced. Hi. You're so cute. That little is that your cardboard?
So a little wild one here.
You just missing with your cardboard.
She's so cute. All the nominees. Voting is pretty much done for the award show. You guys did surprise me with a lot of the different opinions that we got in voting wise.
Love it. Thank you. We love y'all.
We're going to both reserve one veto each if we feel like using that for a category or not. You will still know if you guys voted for what or not. You know what I'm saying? But who gets the final award is up to us. But we'll be having that award show probably sometime in March. It's pretty much set up. I got to finish a couple more things for like a little PowerPoint setup, but. Other than that,
hell yeah, I want to make a PowerPoint. I love PowerPoints.
It's not anything special.
I'll make a cool ass PowerPoint.
You make a cool ass PowerPoint. I'm not making. I'll send you the pictures.
All right,
to make the PowerPoint with. But yeah, other than that, we've just been enjoying our lives together, enjoying our family. Appreciate everyone that listens to this every week.
Thank you.
Or every 2 weeks, I guess.
We may come off as very opinionated, but we love y'all, and we respect everybody's opinions, but we be chilling, and we be expressing ours, okay? We love y'all. Oh, shit, and I just rolled back in here. Scared the fuck out of me.
But yeah, so we're just honestly we've just been gaming a lot lately.
It has
so
been like, a lot of gaming.
We haven't even really watched that
Rebels,
much anime.
And this
season's been kind of like mid for anime wise. Yeah. Like to be honest, like I know everyone's
there's
gonna
a couple things
come
to
at
watch.
Me and say, oh, it's not mid. There's this thing to watch and blah blah. But I haven't really found anything crazy. We watched the first like 3 episodes of Solo Leveling, and it was just okay.
Definitely okay. It wasn't anything.
But. We'll see what happens. Mashal's intro and outro, or intro is still bopping at like 30 million fucking views.
I was bopping to that on my way to Target.
I always do listen to that bitch. But that is a podcast. This is a short episode, shorter episode, under an hour. I'm sorry for that, you guys, but it is what it is. I really want to do 3 episodes a fucking month. That's why I really want to try to do this
year. I've been asking him. I was like, hey, I'm ready. And he's just like, let's just game. So we're going to try to do it more.
I know.
Right?
I just don't want to game. You know what I'm saying? Even right now, I just kind of want to just game.
Uh-huh. You mean Pirate Warriors as Whitebeard is smirking all the fucking whatever it's called.
Whitebeard do be busting up them fucking
like
records.
I just be seeing
best
you
way to
whip
farm money.
Everybody.
Best
you
way
just,
to farm money. 1.8 mil in 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
As Whitebeard. I'm maxing motherfuckers out now in that game.
Yeah. I can tell.
But yeah, so that is everything. Everyone be safe traveling down the summit.
Peace. Singing brim bam bam brim bam bam brim bam bam boom. Brim bam bam brim.